Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week, and then I'll just choke on my own spit. And hello to the weekend, and goodbye to this dumpster fire of a year known as 2016. Good riddance.
Basically.
And good day.
Make America great again.
It's great to celebrate the end with you all.
Just kidding.
And by you all,
I want to die.
I also want to include Jared.
Hello.
He's here.
You couldn't have timed that one better.
He's finally here.
What it do, everybody? Your boy's back.
And you know what? You finally get to open your secret Santa present.
It's a t-shirt.
I think it's
you're
huge.
A t-shirt.
Not in...
Get Kirstie up here.
Prove it.
Or Kirstie, sorry.
Kirstie.
She's here, but what were you saying?
Get her up here. I can't open her present.
She's bound out for right now, but this isn't her present from you. This is my present.
Oh.
Because Renee got you for the Secret Santa.
I thought...
Yeah.
No, you got Kirstie, but Renee got you.
Yeah.
Secret Santa was it got a little screwy.
It's basically names went into a hat and people drew names from said hat.
Yeah,
and
anyway,
I fucked it up.
Yeah, this shit's got me fucked up. Anyway, let's figure this out.
Open it up. Looks like a giant piece of candy.
What is it, Jared?
Because I haven't seen enough fucking ACU pattern.
Not enough yet, no.
It's a giant tin full of, what could it be?
Alcohol.
Irish cream.
It's not all alcohol.
No, unfortunately.
And popcorn.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
The kind
you
wanted to
put
sea
this
salt caramel.
In your coffee, dog.
Oh, when she asked for salt and vinegar, I just threw some fucking random shit out there. I didn't even know they
that
made
that. Wasn't even your favorite?
No, I didn't
know they
this
made
existed.
Such things.
Oh, yeah. We went to this awesome place called Popcorn Cove.
Okay.
Look it up. They got the craziest shit.
The following question is, should such a thing exist?
Yes.
No.
100% straight
salt
up.
Salt vinegar
was just
is nasty.
With her when I said salt vinegar.
Salt vinegar's all right.
It's disgusting.
We're going to give it a shot,
if you need to, like, just
if you need
cleanse
disposal, Renee can help you.
If you just need to cleanse a sore in your mouth really quick, this stuff is perfect for it. Oh, also, the wrapping that you threw away
you gotta
is
look
also
your wrapping.
Part of the presents.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, because that is a shirt.
Oh.
I'm going to be honest with you. Salt and vinegar chips are the fucking bomb digger.
They're disgusting.
They're okay.
I will fight
not-
all
yeah,
of
dude,
you.
I just threw out salt and vinegar when the cheese led. Okay, thanks. And I got thinking about it. I'm like, wait, just a fucking second.
Just a
you know what?
Onion.
Let's see where this goes.
Yeah.
Mysteries.
AWOL.
This shit's fantastic. Thank you.
All right,
that's great.
All right, all presents distributed. Final. All right, this ritual of Secret Santa is complete.
This is phenomenal.
Good.
What is this?
Did you
Bailey's Irish Cream? Have you ever tried it before?
Never.
Oh
what
no,
the
dude! Don't
fuck?
Don't
come
drink
on,
it. Don't drink it like that, dude. You gotta put it in your coffee.
Yeah, it's gotta be cool first.
No.
Oh no, I had it with you that one time.
Bailey's should be slightly cooled.
Yeah, you put it in coffee, Irish coffee.
Yeah.
Why do we have Irish coffee?
I don't know, we're pretty hammered.
Just for
and then
fun,
we just started drinking this too.
Or Jared.
Oh,
that was the night I left my coat at your
fucking straight
place.
Cream.
Jared, that's another thing you can do with it is take that, do or unless you want to do a double, do half a shot of that, half a shot of Jameson combined together, take the shot glass, slide it into 8 ounces of Guinness and shotgun the whole thing.
Oh Jesus.
That's called an Irish car bomb.
No thank you.
It's fantastic.
Yo, this shit's really good.
It's like,
yeah,
dude.
Good. All right.
Irish car bombs are great.
I need to still have one, actually.
That was...
What?
That was one of the,
that's
the first
weird.
Thing you had.
That was my second thing on my 21st birthday, because we were in Kells, which somehow you got in there on a weekend after 8.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, it was insane.
It was great. There was a live band singing.
Was that a weekend?
Yeah, it was a Sunday, because
okay.
I remember I skipped my Monday classes for that afterwards.
There we go.
Like, fuck this shit.
That was great. That was worth it.
Dude, I love Kells. That place
Kells
is
great.
That place is fucking cool as hell.
The fuck is Kells?
We need to take you sometime. Not your back permanently.
Yeah,
we'll take you.
Irish fucking bar.
Yeah, they have, and then downstairs they have this cigar room that feels like you're like a Prohibition era gangster.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's all dark city lights. They have this great big table with plush leather chairs, like boardroom chairs all around it.
Glass cases full of cigars.
It's cushy.
Like one wall is entirely like chiseled out stone.
All right.
It feels like it's like literally like they tunneled out a room underneath the bar for the gangsters to go to.
It feels like somebody like went down there and was just like, I'm gonna put a fucking secret
which is cool because there's also the back entrance out onto the street from down there, so you don't have to go through the bar if you have to leave.
And then speaking of secret rooms, we went to that bar that had a secret room,
Circa 33, which Teresa and I went back there another time too.
Yeah,
they changed the door code, but I used secret methods to find the door code.
There's a door code.
Why'd you beat
There's a code to the secret door.
Really?
Yes.
What is it?
Have you ever heard of a bar called Circa 33?
No, I haven't.
It's an old speakeasy built out of like an old little factory.
Okay.
There is a hidden door hiding a second bar in the back.
This sounds so hipster.
And it's hidden literally.
Ultra hipster.
I mean, I'm going to give it away. It's hidden behind the bookcase next to the bathrooms.
Okay.
Spoilers.
Basically, you have to turn a certain book off to the side and there's a keypad locked door.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to put in the combination and then it'll open up. You can open the door and open up the bookcase. The entire thing hinges.
What the hell? How do you figure out the secret combo?
You have to know what it is. You have to either know somebody who knows what it is, or you have to know the people, like the bartenders, and get it from them.
How do you get it from the bartenders when you don't know them?
You have to give them money.
That's just it.
You tip very well.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to actually, I think there's a code you have to ask, like some sort of code phrase you ask them, and then they'll give you the door code.
Just go up to the bar. What can I get you? Take your panties out.
It's hipster.
6-4-3-2
But no.
Yeah.
To be fair, though. To be fair, though, it is really, really good old fashions there.
Okay.
It's like made with like a house bourbon.
Huh.
Like a house cherry bourbon.
I feel like I would like.
It's really good.
I feel like I would like old fashions.
I feel like you guys enjoy drinking alcohol more than I do. I don't drink to enjoy alcohol. I drink to get fucked up.
See, that's drinking for the wrong reasons.
Jared, I'm with you on that regard, but every once in a while,
it depends on the occasion. If I'm buying a bottle of Jim Beam to sit down and watch shitty 80s movies, like I'm going to watch like Red Dawn. Okay, it's not a shitty 80s movie. It's a great 80s movie.
It's not great.
No. But if I'm going to watch something ridiculous, if I'm going to sit down and watch Red Dawn and RoboCop back to back, I'm going to sit down, drink half a bottle of Jim Beam, and get plastered.
Half a bottle.
Jim Beam is a perfect thing to watch.
Actually, that was what I did the first night in that place by my house by myself. I watched Red Dawn and then RoboCop.
Oh, Jared, you haven't seen Drew's house?
About halfway through RoboCop, I'm like, well, I'm nodding off in this, so I'm going to go to sleep. And so I just grab a blanket and kick my feet up on the coffee table and sleep in the chair.
Dude, that's how to do it, man.
And then you never finished RoboCop?
No, I woke up the next morning, rewound it about 20 minutes, because I stopped it just after the scene where he shoots up the Coke factory.
Yeah.
So I rewound it, rewatched that scene, and then finished the movie.
Nice. Good.
It's always nice somewhere between being like fucked up and watching your show, you're like, I just realized I have no idea what happened for the last half hour.
Yeah. Basically, it's like,
I should probably go to bed.
I'm like, good thing I've seen this movie because I have no idea what's going on.
You kind of zone out and then you come to and you're just like, whoa, I need to pass out. Jesus.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times.
I hate that.
I don't really just zone out. I either like am awake or asleep. There's no in between.
I'll be watching it and then my mind tells me, stay awake for this shit. And then my body's like, but I need to go into a witness protection.
I'm done. I'm out.
I've had enough. I can't handle this anymore.
Dude, I'll get deep into the daydreams. I'll be like in a different world, and then like the dog will do something. I'll be like, fuck you want, Satan? Shit. And then I'll just immediately forget everything I was just thinking about, and I'll be like, oh yeah, this movie's pretty good.
But Jared, we have a little house, and we also have a cat now.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love cats. Goddamn
domesticated. It's a legal cat.
Fucking ridiculous. Yeah, because technically we're not allowed to have pets.
Oh.
But he doesn't know about that.
Ooh.
Well, he doesn't know that we have the cat.
Do you just hide it behind the heater every time he comes over?
No, I don't think he's stepped foot inside the house.
Oh, nice.
Good. Other than maybe twice. Yeah. He calls me when he'll call me when the rent's due or if he has a question for me.
Yeah.
Like we had an old box spring for a mattress that he called me yesterday afternoon. It's like, hey, I saw you had the old, you have like a box spring out off the side of your house there. Did you want me to take that to the dump for you? I'm making a dump run. I'm like, sure. Yeah,
my nigga, have at her.
No, yeah, for it.
No, I'm trying to look white trash. Fuck off. Bring a refrigerator.
Yeah, we literally
just throw it outside.
Because in our house, it's like a little 514 square foot little mobile home.
Yeah.
It's
the fuck shack. Sorry, Therese.
No, it's Love Shack, baby.
We gave that name ages ago.
Yeah,
it's established.
It's the Love Shack.
You're not
wrong.
The
Love Shack.
Gross. Yeah,
I just remembered I'm never going to visit you.
No, it's okay. We have a cover on the couch. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God.
I'm joking. God. No, we do. It's a blanket cover. The cat doesn't mess it up.
I learned some lessons from the B-52s and realized that some precautions had to be taken. You need those.
But anyways,
I'll just stand in the middle of the living room. Hey, how you guys doing?
There's a door in our bedroom that opens up literally to nothing. It's like a four-foot drop from the door from bedroom to the ground.
True trailer home.
So we literally just threw the box spring off the bed, opened the door, slid it out the door, and leaned it up against the side of the house and shut the door.
Shit kept getting broken.
What's that?
What?
No, the box spring was creaking too much, so every time you'd move, God. It would go crunk, 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 crunk.
I just built a bed, actually.
Yeah?
Now that you mention it. And it was an IKEA bed.
Oh,
so is mine, actually.
These fucking idiots in Sweden, they deserve everything they're getting because of these shit-ass instructions that they give you with.
So what you're
it.
Saying is you don't like the Bork-Borkistanis?
No, the Bork-Borkistanis can go Bork-Bork off into the fucking night, okay? I want instructions with words on them.
But
how hard is that?
But then it
has to be English.
No, because it was the Borks, they would just put it in Scandinavian or something.
No, yeah. I'll tell you, my experience putting together an IKEA bed, it felt like I had OCD because I would be quadruple checking everything and I would still get shit wrong. I got shit wrong right off the bat. I was building the fucking headboard and I had like the side pieces on and the top curvy piece and it was all cool. And then I'm stuck on something. There's no words to help me. The dumb cartoon guy's looking all happy.
The
That's not what my face looks
face.
Like. And then I'm looking at it turns out the foundation board that I laid down had to be flipped over completely. So I had to tear that whole fucking thing apart. It was a nightmare, man. That's
actually,
what OCD feels like.
The last two things from IKEA I've put together, I've looked at the instructions like a half the time.
You don't even look at the instructions?
About half of it, I do.
I don't think we looked at the instructions when we put together that couch.
Yeah, because my
How
couch...
How many pieces did you end up with at the end?
The only pieces that we had left over were... We had a couple screws, because they always give you, like... It's almost like they'll be finishing, put together, like, oh, yeah, we saw them a couple screws, a couple
just
bolts.
Just to fuck with them. What'd you forget, asshole?
But anyways, but we ended up with the mounting hardware for the other armrest and a couple extra screws. That was it.
Okay.
And we looked at the instructions like for maybe a quarter of the time just to make sure we were using the right mounts on the right side. That was it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Maybe it's just beds that are
maybe.
Shitty with
My
them.
Bed is an IKEA bed, too, and I think I had to look at the instruction on that one a little bit more because it's a little weird.
I don't know. Those fucking things need words. They need to zoom in closer on the pieces of wood so you can tell
it's like
whether it's one side or the other that you need to flip it to.
I just realized this. This is a Scandinavian thing in general. Look at Lego sets. Lego sets don't have a single word of instructions. It's just pictures of things putting together.
Yeah, it works with Legos because they have like these bumps that you can count on them.
But sometimes the bumps don't always line up.
Nah, I never followed that shit, man.
No, because you never built any of your Legos. You just dumped them in a bucket.
No, I
you remember those Bionicles?
I built them and I'd take them apart.
Build those fucking monsters out of them.
I got
no fucking instructions.
That was the shit. Fuck the instructions, man.
I got Bionicles hanging out in that box over there right now.
I would build them because then I would build them and then have giant fucking wars with them.
Yeah, and I would build a fucking monster.
I would have like, you know, six or eight of them, you know, the normal looking ones.
Yeah.
And then I'd have like all the different monster ones and it'd be like wave after wave of those guys and just laying just waste to everything.
Do you guys ever abuse your Legos?
Oh, absolutely.
No, God no. Okay. I took like pristine care of them. I still have original first gen Bionicles in
nice.
Oh, true.
Okay, well,
you're a fucking nerd.
Lego
nuts, right?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that fucking like tying them to the parachute cord of the little model rocket I had and fucking firing them off?
That's abuse. That counts.
We tied a Lego astronaut to a bottle rocket.
Brave son of a bitch.
And then he got caught.
Godspeed, Neil.
Yeah, and then he got lost in a tree.
Yeah, he got stuck in a tree. And we
for
tried,
like 2 years.
We
and then he finally dropped.
Forever. Yeah, I could never find him.
He fell and then disappeared, yeah.
Poor bastard. Shit.
He's probably in a bale of hay somewhere.
Probably.
He's probably embedded in a peach.
Oh, it's not.
Whatever kind of tree it fell into.
Your house has a history of things just getting buried or lost up there, like when we buried your Game Boy.
No, that was Matt's Game Boy.
Oh, that was, I thought that was yours.
No,
yeah.
It was like
no, we deliberately did that.
Matt's Game Boy died at a sleepover. We were having like a birthday party.
And so we gave it a funeral. We buried it in the dirt. We somehow found it the next year. I think it was at your birthday.
That was so weird. Yeah, it was a full year later. We went down. It was like, a year. Let's dig it up.
It was like a year and 2 months. We dug it up and it turned on.
Oh my God.
Did it continue to work?
Yeah. It worked better after being resurrected than it did when we buried it.
So you just didn't have quite enough moisture in it for all the contacts to connect.
Dude, like, literally, no, you perfected like, it. Half the screen didn't work and it would never get past the boot screen for games.
What the fuck?
We dug it up, it booted up Pokemon right away and went right to the the main menu and started the game.
A nap. While we're running down memory lane, you remember going to that one haunted house and Ben was with that one like whack chick?
Oh, Allie,
you guys,
you know.
This one you made out in the shed in the Home Depot parking lot.
That was
there. And then she made a comment about 30 minutes earlier about having a baby shower in about 9 months.
I didn't see any of you guys getting any.
She was just throwing a random
I don't remember you ever getting any from her either.
I did.
No, you didn't. I thought it was Melissa.
Yeah, it was.
Do you guys want to call her?
No. No. You don't understand how psycho this bitch is.
I have no idea. Please explain.
I smelled that shit a mile away, and I was like, yeah, Ben, she's nice.
Well, it's like one time she came over for the Super Bowl, and like she was like bouncing around, spread eagle on like this bouncy ball thing that my sister had, like that giant inflatable.
One of those exercise balls.
Yeah, like an exercise ball, and she like did the splits over it and was like bouncing around on it.
It's one of those things you're looking at, you're like, can you leave?
like, is she doing it like provocatively? Like eye contact while she's doing it?
I contact with Ben.
She was trying, but
can you imagine using one of those shits as your full-time chair?
Well, just imagine she's a furry now. So I mean, like
that. Wait,
are you stalking?
No, you told me,
Jerry.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No, she made a.
You're stalking her.
When we would do shit, she'd like meow and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I remember that.
I remember that. That was my first red flag. I'm like, you know what, Ben? Godspeed, my friend.
You're kind of red flag.
I was like, you know what, Ben? You're kind of weird too. But
no.
So let's see where this goes.
Oh God.
No, not weird enough for that.
Okay. No. Have either of you guys seen that red flag SNL skit?
Yes. Uh-uh.
Oh God.
Is it actually funny?
Yes.
Okay.
It's basically, it's like making
you
fun
always
of,
have to check with SNL.
It's making fun of, it's like, what, 8 years old?
Oh, really?
It's pretty old.
It's like five,
yeah. Kristen
8 years
Wiig
old.
Was still on.
Yeah, it was one of Kristen Wiig's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but basically it's like making fun of perfume commercials.
Uh-huh.
There's a really good stretch after like 2010 to 12. There's
was
a
decent.
Good stretch of like funny shit.
Yeah.
But
somewhat equilibrium kind of state in the comedy world.
It was the shit. They had like the Black Friday one. That was really good. They had the Lonely Island going off with like Dick in a Box and all
that,
that
was like 8-10 years ago.
No, yeah. we figured this
that was
out last episode. It was 10 years ago as of like 3
Jesus
weeks ago.
2006, yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching SNL in 2005.
Yeah.
We're old, man.
And I actually were talking about this today because we went to the mall and did some quick shopping real quick for my parents because their birthday, my dad's birthday was today.
Yeah,
that's weird.
So we're going to do stuff with them tomorrow probably.
Nice.
We realized that, you know, the real moment when you realize that you're kind of getting old is when you look around the mall and you see everybody that's there and you're like, my God, these are a bunch of fucking children.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, you're feeling that?
Yeah, like literally, like you'll see all like the 16, 17, 18-year-olds running around acting like the animals that they quite frankly are.
Yeah.
Actually,
are you saying we were animals?
Yeah,
we were.
Absolutely.
I was the worst of them.
You and I maybe not quite as much.
I don't know. I got into some mischief. But
remember jumping the fucking car? Remember doing that shit?
What is this? Come on. Is this a game?
Me, Jared, Cody, and who the fuck else was there? Was it Matt too?
Either Matt or Gabe maybe?
It was Gabe. Yeah, it was Gabe.
Yeah.
Woodruff?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that kid in
ages.
Back
when Gabe was hanging around.
Oh, God. You got to remember with Gabe, I got a story for that too now.
Okay. All right. And we had the little blue. You remember that little blue piece of shit?
Yeah,
the stick shift. That thing was awesome. I missed that car so much.
What was it?
It was just like a Toyota, like,
Yaris.
I think it was like a Corolla.
Yeah, it was a Corolla.
It was just Corolla or Yaris.
It was like
or something
a 90s
like that.
Little box blue.
I thought it was like a Yaris or a Tercel or something.
Maybe.
No, it was older.
I was hoping to God it was a Geo.
I know.
No, that would have been
so great. Like, that's everybody's first car, it seems, at least around here.
Yeah. My brother never had a Geo, but he had a Ford Festiva.
Oh, God.
The Festi, we called it.
Festiva?
The whole 70 horsepower it had when it was new, which means probably like 50 now.
Oh, God.
Anyway, finish your story.
Oh, my God. It's so terrible. I'm looking at it now.
So
the fist.
We had been fucking around, like driving around, throwing shit at like houses, just being fucking degenerates.
Yeah, sounds about
and
right.
And we had gotten to talking about this this jump, like way off in the way off.
Yeah,
the
I heard about
the
secondhand. I wasn't there for this, but yeah. I was probably being responsible and working.
I think you were
nerd.
But yeah, so. Oh. We were talking about it, and like somebody was just like, dude, let's jump the fucking car. And it was like, yeah, let's fucking go do it. And so we drove off into like way up Bratton Road, way deep into the woods. And there's this one dip where if you hit it going fast enough, you'll jump. And so we gunned it.
Was
we
that the one I told you guys about?
I think so, yeah. It was like
probably
sounds
me.
About right. If I remember the story correctly, yeah.
Ronnie Ford.
Oh, God.
Ronnie Ford heard from Steven.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Steven told Ronnie, who told, I think you, who told me.
Yeah, and we're all just like,
let's do it.
Man, light bulb. Chain, I can't even follow it.
And we, yeah, we jumped it, but I turned the wheel when we were in air, which was freaky as shit, by the way, because, I mean, we caught air. It was awesome. Got like a full second.
Nice.
But when we landed, the wheels were turned a bit, so we almost went right into the ditch. Oh. It was fucked. And so we were all kind of like freaked out, and then we drove back. Everybody went home.
Dude, I had totally forgotten about that.
Yeah. You only did it once.
You remember going up to the haunted graveyard?
Oh, we've gotten that a couple times.
Yeah, we did.
No, the one time I went, fucked. That was the one.
No
was,
bullshit.
Here, can I tell Renee the story?
I've never even heard of this.
Dude, all right, no anyway, God. Haunted graveyard about
like
an hour up river somewhere.
The worst time. This is what made
so we go. So we go up there, and we're hanging out with some people. All I remember.
It was you, me, Dallas, and Cody.
Yeah, anyway,
but
so
Cody had to go Cody home Raymond. Halfway through.
Yeah, so we were up there just like dicking around on
didn't
it.
Didn't Cody pee on a grave at that point?
No, I did.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Pee on a grave? Oh, you fucked up big time.
No, but anyway, let me finish.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so. So we're up there dicking around doing whatever kids do. We go down to drop Cody off, and then we're there back in town for what, like an hour maybe? Then we're like, hey man, like it's getting later. Let's go up to the fucking graveyard again. We're like, oh yeah, what a good idea. And as we're driving up there,
we
get about halfway up there, right? And then the conversation kind of dies down, and I start feeling like anxious in the pit of my stomach, but I don't really notice it.
Uh-huh.
And like it just starts to grow. And it's just like growing, and I don't really know what it is. Like, now that I've been alive for a little bit longer, I realize it was my first real taste of like absolute, like genuine terror, being terrified.
Yeah, that was
gross,
bro.
Yeah, so we're going up, and like I'm being real quiet. I'm like, why do I feel like this? And all of a sudden, Ben goes, do you guys feel that too?
Shit.
So they're all like, hey, yeah, let's turn. Like, yeah, we should probably get the fuck out of here. Let's turn around. And then I think I was just trying to be a hard ass or something.
Jared
like, no, fuck this ghost.
Badass, yeah. Just like, yeah, no, we're gonna fucking do this.
And that's how everybody dies in a horror movie. It's people like you, Jared.
Yeah, you're the
yeah, but at least I die with a big dick. Anyway.
That remains to be seen because we have no corroborating witnesses.
Yeah, but it usually gets chopped off on guys.
It's
like
metaphorical.
It's
God damn it. Like a comedian anyway, so anyway. We drive up there.
Okay.
And we get out there, and they park the van right outside, like right beside the road that runs straight through the graveyard.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I opened the door.
I got some filler information here.
Okay.
Or Ben had his digital camera too for this.
Oh
no, yeah.
We didn't take any pictures.
No,
you definitely.
That was the very first time.
Oh.
And that was
remember
we,
the
that
smoke
was
that you tried
caught,
to show me a picture.
We caught the picture.
He thought he saw a picture of a face of a ghost in the fog.
Oh, me and Matt stared at that picture for like 15 minutes trying to find it.
And you showed me, I'm like,
there's
so your flash caught some fog.
It was pretty dumb. Anyway,
let Ben tell you the rest of
the
story.
As we were driving up, it was like probably about 40, 45, because it was like just about wintertime. It was like just when it was starting to get kind of to get there. So the fog was
thicker.
A thing.
Yeah.
And we had gone up at 9 before, and it had been perfectly clear, easy road, no worries, pretty fine.
Yeah.
Moon was fucking full of shit. So, so we figured it'd be fine going back at midnight. And the minute we hit Ozzy's house, we hit some of the heaviest fog I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It was thick as shit. Like,
wasn't that one where the lights of the car was following you, too?
No. That was later. That was a long time
ago. So you're driving past Ozzy's house on, like, Lewis
River. It goes
River.
Way up river a ways. It's about,
yeah,
like, 45
like,
minutes up river.
It was, like, right... We passed Ozzy's house, and that was when it got real shitty. And then the rest of the way up, it was just fog up the ass until we hit the cemetery. And the cemetery was, like, higher up than the road.
It's perfectly clear.
Oh, yeah. The minute we pulled up, there was just, like, a ring of where there wasn't shit. And the temperature dropped, like, 10 degrees. It was fucked up.
So, anyways, they pull up next to this, like, little road that runs through the graveyard. Pull up there. And I open the door. And, like, it's still in my head. I'm, like, trying to justify it. Like, no, I'm going to show this ghost who's boss, you know?
Yeah.
So I walk out there. The absolute second my foot hit the grass, perfectly calm. Like, right there, I was like, up to that point, I was like shaking. I was so scared, you know, like,
yeah,
I wasn't really sure what was going on, but like, I just knew I was terrified. Touch that, just peace. So I walk about, like 50 feet out. I'm like still like a little anxious, but like I'm peaceful at the same time. Like, I know I should be scared, but I'm not.
Yeah.
So I'm like, look around. I don't see anything. I even kind of said something out loud. I was kind of like, so this is the best you got, huh? Just trying to be a little shit.
Yeah, you're just asking for it now.
Oh, yeah. Then yeah. over my like my shoulder right about here, I see three flash, really bright flashes.
It was fucking weird. He was like,
okay. So anyways, I'm like, wow, that was really weird. I wonder why Ben was signaling me with a flashlight. Maybe like one of the guys who lives up on the hill saw us. Who knows? So I go over, they grab me, pull me in, and drive off. I'm like, what the fuck was that all about? Like, you didn't see the bright flashes? Like, yeah, I did. Wasn't that you? No.
Oh,
it just appeared. Just appeared right over my left shoulder. Just flash, flash, flash.
Oh, shit, dude. Yeah.
And I've never been since.
No, we saw people way off in the distance, man. We were fucking losing our goddamn minds.
You saw people in the distance?
Yeah,
hooded like figures?
Silhouettes or something like that.
No, that the hooded children coming from the ocean was Ben and I's other story from the beach.
Wait, those children were hooded?
No. Yes.
You didn't tell me those were hooded children.
Yeah, one of the younger boy was hooded. The girl was had her hood down.
I'm intensely curious right now.
Have you never heard this story, Jared?
All right,
holy shit.
We've told this story.
We have
so
told the story
times.
Before. I know this.
Right. Refresh my memory. I've met a lot of people and heard a lot of stories.
So this is one of the times that Ben and I, your sister and Chloe, I think.
Yeah.
Wasn't that, it was just the four of us?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. It was, we were 15 years old because we had just gotten our permits.
Oh, yeah.
Because we moved the van around the parking lot when your mom was in the store.
Oh, so cool.
Because we were in the car, his mom went in to go get stuff, and we were like, fuck it, we're moving the car. We moved the car like around the back of the store. And she just came looking around and then found it. She's like, oh, that was funny, guys.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Like, all right, thanks, bitch.
Anyways, so we were down on the beach. We had dug a pit. We had a fire. And then randomly one other day, we had bought some tiki torches and lit those and had them in like a little ring.
Yeah.
And randomly we decided it would be a fun idea to like dance around and like do some sort of weird like dance and chant thing.
Yeah.
Just fucking around.
And then we're just like being idiots. And then all of a sudden we're like, can we guys play with you? We turn around. There's like these two kids. One's probably 8. One's probably 5.
It's fucking pitch
a girl and a boy.
Out.
Yeah, it's pitch black. They're from the ocean side, mind you. And the boy's in like a little tan hoodie with the hood up. And the little girl's standing there. I think probably was like right next to him, like hold hand distance.
Yeah.
I'm like, can we guys play with you?
You're just like
fucking.
They're like,
I would have been like, what? What's up?
Well, because they were far enough away that they were still half in the darkness. Yeah. They're outside the light of the torches.
That was some freaky shit.
You know what I think you did there? I think when you were randomly dancing around the fire, you did the spiritual equivalent of randomly moving your hands in front of a deaf person's face and calling them a shit sucking fuck nut.
And that's somehow we summoned two children back from the ocean that they had claimed.
Yo, you summoned up Cthulhu's children, man.
And for some reason, we said yes.
Yeah, we danced.
Were they weird?
Like,
or?
No, they were normalish, and then they just
normalish, except for the fact that they appeared out of fucking nowhere.
Oh, and dude, they ran off into the night too.
Yeah,
that was
they
when
ran
they
off,
left.
They ran
just,
off,
they just walked up.
They ran
the
off into the darkness, and when they were done, and we never saw them again.
You're just like,
okay.
And there was no fires or camps anywhere near us.
And
no
you're just like,
light,
you know what? I'm
no
washing my hands
lights.
Of this.
There was like no fires anywhere within probably like a quarter of a mile of our campsite on either side of the beach.
Jesus Christ.
And they just disappeared in the night.
Yo, that's that wild shit. You know your boy don't fuck with that.
Man, oh, God. Feel,
dude,
I feel
Ben.
So like left out because I got like no ghost stories.
You
want to
go up to the graveyard tonight?
Yeah, let's go.
Good, because I'm really tired. But you want to go up to the graveyard again sometime?
No, there's frost and I got to pack and go to a family.
We can go tomorrow. No.
Yeah,
I ain't scared.
Not tonight, I'm super tired.
I ain't scared.
I ain't nerve scared.
Let's go sometime. We'll think about it.
Ben goes back to Pullman on the 4th.
It's been while since I've been up to that cemetery, too.
Wait, are you going back to school or just visiting?
No, I'm going back to school.
My man.
Motherfucker. Because he decided that doing classes at Vancouver is dumb.
It's for scrubs.
We'll come and visit you.
Real
for sure.
We'll make sure that you're actually staying on top of shit.
Oh, yeah.
You guys get to come see the frat house.
Yeah.
You're going back to the frat house.
I get to live in
that's right, because you're still a freshman. Fuck you. Sorry.
Sophomore motherfucker.
So some of your credits counted?
I have no idea what it, like, I asked my little advisor what my standing was. She was just like, I don't know. I really don't know. I was just like, What am I paying you for,
bitch?
What does the number that your classes are that you're taking start with?
What number? I'm taking all 101s because I have to retake it.
Yeah, so that is what level?
Dude, I'm going to be in with the freshmen. It's going to be...
You're going to be with the kids that literally just graduated high school.
And guys, I'm going to be completely honest. I'm going to be so cheesy. I'm going to be fucking greasebag too, chasing after the young ones.
Be careful.
Oh, man. My man.
Back up. Yeah, I know. No 17-year-olds.
No, you're not Aussie. I know. I don't have to worry about that.
Learn how but to stalk Facebook in the most efficient way possible.
Oh, I'm a master at it.
Good.
You know your boys about that life.
I'm just going to be greasy as shit.
But they'll just let you live in the frat house again?
Yeah, like, I talked to them all because I still know the guys. Like, they're the new generation, but they still know who I am.
Yeah.
You're legendary.
Dude, people have, like, heard of me. And like, you're Ben. And I'm like... You're fucking right.
You need to get down like the Walter White. You're goddamn right.
Yeah.
Yo, Ben, do they have any sort of like medical science program there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they got.
I'm gonna see what I can do.
That's what.
I'm gonna try to pull some strings. But if I can make that shit happen,
leave here again, man. We just got you back.
This place isn't even that cool.
It is what you make it.
This is where the show is, though.
I know.
Come on.
Come on, me and Ben doing fucking coke off a stripper's ass is gonna be phenomenal.
Yeah, I can
even better. We're
going to
do coke off
that.
A freshman's ass.
How do you know that the stripper isn't a freshman?
Hey,
if I can get two birds with one stone.
I mean, given some of the people that were at that one bar we went to that was, well, no, it wasn't a scuzzy place like that, but.
Are you talking about Mike's?
Yeah, that place was terrible.
That place is so dirty.
Well, it wasn't dirty necessarily,
I wouldn't want to do cocaine off of anything in that place.
No, I didn't even really want to sit on those seats.
What was Mike's again?
Mike's is like...
We left you behind when we went there.
Oh, yeah, you were 21
because
yet.
Your friend that worked there got us in past the line. Because
you were fussing.
You had a friend that was like, hey, Ben, come on. And then one of your buddies got us past the line. The line was like a 45-minute line.
Yeah,
Whoa,
one,
nice.
One of the guys knew the bouncer, and so he just, like, we walked up right as he was
we
getting
walked
he was like,
right in
get
VIP
in.
Style.
Like, yeah, it was fucking
like
dope.
Us and, like, four other people.
Yeah.
And then we got, and then we had to work our way up to the bar and avoid a few fistfights that were starting to unfold.
Through the fucking, like, layer of, like,
the
30
mob.
People.
Like, picture,
fucking
like,
insane.
Picture in, like, zombie movies when, like, the 50 million zombies converge on one counter.
Yeah.
That was the mob going against the bar.
Oh,
dude, Mike's
God.
On a weekend is fucking nightmarish.
And then there was the downstairs bar, which had like an hour and a half line wait.
Yeah.
We just went right past it, walked right down next to the line.
Yeah, I remember that. We just were like, dude, fuck it, just go. Just go.
Well, and then your buddy that was with us that got us past the first round, he's like, hey, dude, how's it going? And then we just walked down.
Yeah, Denton.
Feel like VIPs.
And it was DJ Goldfinger was down there.
DJ Goldfinger.
There was a... No. Yeah. I gotta go to this
Get
place.
Get the fuck out of here. Fucking DJ Goldfinger.
And then we did tequila shots in the basement.
God. Yeah. Fucking nice.
That
I
was
hate
great.
That place.
And literally every single step in the basement, I could feel my feet going...
Oh, dude, yeah. The floor is just sticky with like...
Dried liquor.
Like, yeah. It's so funny.
Oh, liquor.
It's just... No, it wasn't.
I thought you were walking on mud.
No, Jesus no, it was Christ. Like there was so much spilled alcohol on this floor that your feet literally stuck to the floor.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Jesus. Dude, there's so much like not give a fuck in that bar. Like I remember one time I walked
I
up
think
to
that's
a bar.
In general, Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I walked up to the bar and I was like visibly extremely drunk. And I asked for a drink, but I like couldn't. I fucked up the words. Yeah, I was just like, can I give? And I just
they
like,
just put
failed.
Some random thing in front of
and
you.
And she's like, no, well, I can't serve you when you're talking like that. Here's some water. So I took the water, chugged it, walked across the dance floor to the other bar, and got a drink. I was just like, I like pulled myself together in like this like the span of a minute. It just went. Yeah, can I get a whiskey coke? Just thank you. Okay, wonder
nice.
Off.
Yeah, we'll have to come visit you for some whatever random holiday. St.
Patrick's
Day or something.
Day.
Yeah,
there we go.
Patrick's
That's
Day.
It.
Oh, dear
what
God.
Day is that
Christ.
On this year?
It's sometime in May.
March,
yeah.
It's always March.
That'll be when it's starting to get
St. Patrick's Day 2017.
Kind of nice.
Less cold, yeah.
March 17th, which is a Friday.
No
Yeah, buddy! I think we're going to do it.
Oh, God.
I think that's what we're
I don't think we're
do.
Gonna remember that weekend.
No, but
dude, I got a funny story for you guys.
Okay,
all right.
So I Snapchatting this one chick like last week, right?
Nudes?
No.
All right.
Anyways, I'm still working on that. Anyways, what's happening is So like in her pic, like she sends me pictures, like her friend is like really close to her face, right? And I make a joke about them being lesbians. And then she like, oh, whatever, we're not. And then the next picture is her friend kissing her face. And I'm like,
bitch.
All of a sudden, I had a flashback to roughly 2 years ago when I had a similar conversation with this other girl and her friend when they're on Snapchat. And like the next picture I got after I made a joke about them being lesbians was them making out on camera.
Oh my god, I think you told me about
this. Nope, nope, this gets better though.
Oh, okay.
Jared, did you ever think that maybe they swing for both teams?
Who knows? Anyways.
anyways, irrelevant, I'm moving on.
That's after
I had that flashback, another flashback to roughly a month ago when I was down in California visiting my buddy's wife. She was hanging out with one of her friends, right? They're like snuggled together like girls do, and I made a joke about them being lesbians.
Lo and behold,
they just made out right in front of me.
Do you just like Jared, have lesbians propagate around you or something?
No, what the fuck, man? I need to hang out.
I think I know what we stumbled upon here. Jared just has like beyond a silver tongue. He's got like a platinum tongue here. He has the will.
A pink tongue.
He can impose his will upon.
Upon.
No.
Upon. I drank
it's
too
still,
much.
It's still very much an imperfect. It's an imperfect science. I'm still working on it. But anyway, so
but
I have
keep
these two.
Trying,
Jared. You did not abuse this superpower.
I have these two flashbacks in the span of an instant, and as they come back to me, I look at my phone. Long story short, I didn't get them making out. They switched the subject way too fast. But I think if I had any more time, I would have screenshotted it too.
See,
I give no fucks.
The
so,
issue
cool.
was,
goddamn right, I got a picture of that. What's up?
The issue was you were trying to do it over Snapchat. But if you were in the same room, game's fucking over, man.
Oh yeah,
platinum tongue comes out.
Yo, dude, I didn't even have to work for it. I'm just like, wow, you guys must be lesbians, whatever. And they just make out. I'm like, well, that was easy.
Yeah, this is a crazy superpower you got, man.
Let's see if I can make it work. Renee, where's your sisters at?
I'll just throw some.
I'm kidding. Anybody God. Listening? That was such a
that
joke.
That is like, you realize his grandparents listen to this.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
You know your boy had to come back a savage. What's
by the way,
up?
By the way, happy birthday.
Oh yeah, happy birthday.
Da, 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 da. Wait, to my grandpa, right?
No, to your sisters.
I'm sorry.
To your sister, but.
Yes, that did just happen, actually. We gave her a surprise office party.
It is your birthday.
Did you see that? Was that still up?
Yeah, no, I saw it on Snapchat.
Oh, nice. Christy sent it. All right. Yeah, no, that took not much effort at all, actually. Just about as much effort as Dwight put into it on the show.
It is your birthday.
It is your birthday. I need to watch more of The Office.
I got like 5 seasons in, and then I just kind of fell off.
Yeah, no, it's there's a part where like either you love it so much you will watch the entire thing until the end no matter what the fuck happens to it, because a lot of shit happens to it, or you're gonna bail right at that point because they've changed too much the thing that you have grown to love.
Kind of like
you
Supernatural.
Can't deal with it.
Well, I hear that's
great though. No matter what,
it's a great show. They're on season like 12.
You realize that season 5 is supposed to be the last season, right?
Of what?
Supernatural.
Which season?
5.
Oh yeah, it was supposed to be.
5 was supposed to be the end, and then they were going to be done. And then I think FX or Fox that runs Supernatural,
CW now,
whatever. Mm. Whoever was originally running is like, fuck, no, this makes us too much money. You can't stop.
Yeah,
they're just like,
basically.
So is it going to run for? You think it'll run for 20 years like The Simpsons?
It'll run until
that?
It's no longer profitable. Kind of like The X-Files.
Dude, The Simpsons will never go away just because of how it is.
Oh yeah.
Except for right now, The Simpsons is kind of shit.
Well, I mean, it has to adapt, and it's not a show that could adapt really well.
What The Simpsons used to be is now shows like South Park.
Yeah.
Where it was the very, very sarcastic and on-the-nose social commentary.
Yeah.
That used to be The Simpsons, and then now they kind of don't do that as much.
It's zombie Simpsons.
Yeah.
It's trying to be more
like Family Guy is the problem.
And then you have South Park, which actually took the position that The Simpsons used to hold.
South Park is probably the best show on TV right now.
That is the best reflection of current events I can think of.
Oh, it's so spot on. It's hilarious.
It's sad, but it's true.
I fucking love South Park.
I got to put this out here. I can't really get into South Park. I need you guys to sell me on it.
I can watch individual
episodes, but not whole seasons.
I'll be honest. I've only ever seen one full episode of South Park.
World of Warcraft.
You are all dirty heathens.
I have seen clips from the show. For example, my best, my absolute favorite explanation of what addiction is comes from South Park. Where
Which one?
I forget who it is, but is asking Satan that he has addiction problems, Renee, try and pull up YouTube on this. You can pull play the audio.
What am I looking for?
South Park Satan Addictions.
Oh, I've heard this. Yeah, okay.
It's a fantastic explanation of what addictions are.
Basically, it's your fault.
No, it's yeah.
You have summoned the Prince of Temptation. For what purpose?
Oh shit. I have addiction demons and I don't understand them.
Okay, yeah, I've seen this one.
To explain the darkness of the human soul. So you've got dopamine, right? That's the chemical that gets released in your brain whenever you do something pleasurable, like eating, sex, and that's just nature, right? Like rabbits and fish and shit. They need dopamine so that they want to consume and reproduce.
Okay.
But because humans have progressed and now have access to all the shit they want whenever they want it, it's easy for them to overdo and have dopamine problems. You know, it's not fucking rocket science, this stuff.
So there's nothing spiritually wrong with me?
No. It's like, okay, it's like being diabetic. You know, it's like you can eat wrong and eat wrong and chemicals get released from your liver in a weird way. You know, you've been eating gluten and shit. And then eventually you've got a chemical imbalance from your liver. And something clicked and now you're diabetic forever, right? So, like, if you keep doing something too much, eventually there's, a dopamine fuck up, right? And you're kind of screwed up for life.
So what does that mean? I can get addicted to everything so I can't enjoy anything?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it means.
The addict people said something about me filling a hole.
Well, who's not filling a f***ing hole, right? You know, I mean, what kind of bullshit is that? So, let's talk about genetics now. You still have time?
Yeah, no, this is great.
Okay, let me get some visual aids. Give me just a sec.
And then Satan went on to explain the differences between all the races.
Yes. and why the Aryan race is the superior one.
No. If you want to watch good South
Park... I'm sorry, I'm in a
obviously.
National Socialist mood.
Okay. To watch to get into South Park, watch season 19.
That's an odd number to pick.
You will shit yourself. The whole thing, because it's all.
That's not exactly the most glowing endorsement I've ever heard.
No,
you shit yourself.
See, they switched from doing like episodic things to starting to do like kind of shorter arcs. Yeah, and then season 19 is like a full season arc. It's like 10 episodes. It's fucking hilarious.
They only did 10 in 19.
Yeah, there's only 10 episodes. But it's perfect. It's so funny.
Dopamine gets released in your brain and shit, right?
Because it all culminates and it just starts to get so goddamn chaotic. But it all kind of ties together. And it's really fun.
You just watch it. You're like,
it's great. it's just too much. Oh, and they really rip on Trump.
Of course,
yeah. Of course. That's the punching bag.
Mustang face.
He's going to be the punching bag for a while now. That
Although I thought of a brilliant thing he could do to win points to the Democrats, and he already has a catchphrase already lined up. I might have already told you about this.
I don't know, but let's go for it.
Executive order, legalize weed nationwide.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mad props, and he already has a slogan for it. Bake America great again.
Bake America. Boo.
I endorse this.
Get
fuck
off the
yeah.
fucking stage.
Boo.
But think about it. Mad points and a slogan. People love slogans.
Bake America great.
God, I wish you would do it, though, just to, like, throw everybody for a fucking loop. But it's
everybody's
not gonna
happen. Fucking what?
I don't think he's that conservative, to be honest.
No.
Yeah. He'll do whatever pays him the most.
Exactly.
He's a crowd pleaser. We don't know what to expect, really. No.
Wild card, bitches.
He could be the next George W. Bush. He could be the next Pol Pot. We have no idea.
Yeah.
We're just going to have to sit here and find out.
I actually was amazed because I watched the SNL episode right after the election.
Yeah.
You could tell the writers for SNL did not expect Trump to win.
Nobody expected
Trump
to win.
You could tell they had to, like, when that, because it was Tuesday was the election, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tuesday rolled in, the results came in, and then they came in Wednesday morning like, fuck, we have to rewrite everything.
Idiots. Yeah.
Nobody... Holy shit, we have 3 days to write the entire show.
Well, you know what? That made me happy. Honestly.
Oh, yeah.
The South Park episode that came out right after the election came out on a Wednesday.
Oh.
They had 3 hours to change it.
Yeah.
They didn't make a second one because they didn't think there was any
Nobody
possible
did.
Chance.
Why did
if you had asked me the morning of, I wouldn't have thought.
Some dude in England won 80 pound, like 80 grand.
Actually, I saw a bet thing
pounds.
Basically
yeah.
was that
from
you could
Trump winning.
You could bet which side would win, and the odds for Trump were like 5 times the payout of what Hillary winning was.
It was ridiculous. I mean,
I
should have put some fucking
I
money
almost
on
put
it,
10
dude.
Bucks on there just for shits and giggles.
Dude, yeah, can you imagine that?
I was go ahead. Sorry,
I just can't believe that everybody was so surprised by it, though. It was not that outlandish.
I didn't want her to win, but I thought that the average person would probably go for that.
Yeah, but did you see the numbers that people and shit were reporting? They were saying that okay, this is New York Times, right?
Yeah.
You can look a few hours before the election night was starting. Mm-hmm. There's this graph of what the fuck? There's a graph of percentage chance of these people becoming president.
Right.
You look at it around like 3 p.m. Tuesday afternoon, Trump's sitting at like
8%.
30%, yeah. No, less.
Oh.
8.
Jesus.
8. Hillary's sitting up at like 92, right? And then as minutes go, you can watch these two lines converge and completely change
places. I was doing updates about every 10 minutes on my phone because I was working that night. I was doing like refresh like every 10 minutes on the electoral votes.
Yeah.
Watching it, and then I remember seeing at one point New York Times finally was like, he has a 90.8% chance of winning.
Jesus,
this is before most of the battleground states were in too.
Yeah, this is what you fucking get for not reporting the right things.
Yeah,
this is what the left gets for thinking they're better than
for
the right.
Being so smug and for trying to inflate the poll numbers to make everybody feel okay.
Yeah.
This was Brexit 2, all right?
And
you're
also
gonna get Brexit 3, and you're gonna hopefully start rethinking this shit.
Well, hopefully Brexit 3 is like California deciding to leave.
Oh, please.
Yeah, fuck off.
Goodbye.
Okay, no.
California is the cancer of the United States. It's just a tumor that needs to be cut off.
Yes. I just went to San Diego, and that city is beautiful.
It's like
Portland
of cancer.
California.
Okay, the countryside is beautiful. The people are cancer.
Oh, yeah, the people are terrible.
are
awful.
And like cancer, they're spreading to all the healthy parts of the Union and infecting the rest of it.
Yeah.
Have you ever driven in California?
Dude,
yes.
That
yes.
will
yes.
let you know how cancerous it is.
Like, I remember when Teresa and I went down to the Redwoods, within 2 miles of crossing the California border, first of all, there was you had to pass the agricultural checkpoint both in and out of the state.
Yep, I did that, yeah.
I talk about that all the time.
That was some bullshit.
Anyways, and then half a mile into the state, there was a giant liquor store, which we stocked up on a huge amount of stuff.
So cheap.
And
so
then,
it's
cheap.
Amazing.
That's where I bought all your guys'
oh,
shit,
yeah.
by the way.
No.
Thank you.
Therese bought a handle of Sky for $24.
Oh, dude. It's
after tax.
That bottle of Bacardi cost me like 20.
Which,
the
state of Washington, that you're looking at closer to 40 for that.
No tax either. No tax.
Well,
no
it's standard sales tax, which is like 8%.
Anyways, yeah, but it's like,
but typically they'll sticker it for what the after tax price is. Anyways, and then about a mile after that liquor store, we saw 5 different signs about things you aren't allowed to do and things that you can only do if you have permits issued by the state of California.
Yeah, they're wankers.
You're not allowed to have fires in campsites unless you have a permit.
Well, they do have
in a library.
They do have a pretty insane drought going on.
Well, this was
that
in the Redwoods,
yeah.
which is right along the coast, which it was 60 degrees and foggy and moist the entire time we were there, Ben.
Yeah, the Redwoods are rad. I gotta say.
They're great.
They're pretty
that being said,
they kick ass.
All of the cities around there are like the scudsy parts of Longview. Like
they absolutely are. My best friend's wife fucking lives in one of those places.
Redding, right?
No, the entirety of Crescent City.
Redding's pretty trash too, though.
Yeah, Redding is pretty bad.
Redding is just like Longview with the area multiplied by 10.
My grandparents live in Redding. It's pretty.
The closest decent city that we could find to the Redwoods was called Crescent City.
Oh,
I think I've been there before.
Oh my god, that place is sketchy as hell. Like literally, we sat outside the Safeway. We sat in the Safeway parking lot, which there was a Safeway and McDonald's in the same parking lot. We probably saw at least a dozen tweakers wandering around at various points.
Well, see, LA ships their homeless people up to Redding, and then sets them loose.
Well, like
by the busload.
My
honestly.
Favorite example of this is right by the Safeway, right by the doors on the deli side. There was some just tweaker just sitting there on the ground. Everybody that because Reese eventually walked in, he's like, "Hey, can I get money for a sandwich?"
Yeah, I'm sure it's a sandwich you want,
yeah,
buddy.
Exactly.
All right, let me just give you this money and watch
sandwich,
you buy a sandwich.
But while we were still sitting in the car with the doors locked, watching everybody, we saw somebody come riding up on a bike, didn't lock it up, just leaned the bike up against the wall of
Free
the
bike.
Store and walked in the store, looked like a tweaker himself.
Yep.
And then within 2 minutes of that, there was another obvious tweaker, walks up, takes about 2 steps back the bike, stops, turns his head, looks at the bike, takes a step or two back, looks at it, looks it over a little bit, looks around, shakes his head, and then just keeps walking.
Whoa, what
Homeboy
a twist.
Was
going
to steal
Well, I think it was because
knife.
There was enough people wandering back and walking back and forth from the entrances. They had just random tweakers just wandering around picking up trash, putting in bags to try and sell.
Jesus Christ.
Strange and odd.
Recycling, man.
Yeah. Like, literally, there. And we found out in the fast food places, there is not a single accessible plug-in anywhere.
Yeah.
Because we were going to charge our phones because we forgot a power adapter.
Yeah.
So we were trying to plug in my laptop so we could plug our phones into it. Not a single power plug-in anywhere.
Wow.
So the tweakers can't plug in their phones and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, oh my God. Yeah. It was
that
bad.
That shit's wild.
What about a library or something?
No, there was no libraries that we could find.
Oh, what am I thinking?
There was fast food places right along Highway 101, and that was it.
Oh,
and then you just kept going.
They have well, at least it's not like fucking, what is it? I don't even know where this is, but at least you don't like walk in there and there's like this plexiglass case that the guy taking your order has to stand in.
That reminds me of when I was in LA with my plane competition. I was talking with two guys from Flint, Michigan.
Oh, yeah. I
was like, oh, how's that? And they're like, well, it's kind of nice to be known for something other than our murder rate.
How's the water?
No, actually, that's what they're saying. I didn't say that, but basically I was like, how's that all going? And like I said, they're like, well, it's nice to be known something for other than our crime rates.
Jesus.
Because literally.
Yeah, Flint, Michigan's the worst place for crime.
Well, apparently everything shuts down after, basically when it goes dark, everything shuts down.
That's so fucked.
Like, and McDonald's, they don't have the little sliding doors that open up to hand you your food.
Oh, yeah, they got.
It is a little.
The push and pull things, yeah.
It's more of a revolving door. Booth. It's a revolving door of bulletproof glass.
Jesus.
Like, literally, the McDonald's people are behind bulletproof glass, and they just spin your stuff around to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they close at 9 p.m. is when the drive-thru closes, because that way people can still get to their cars without getting stabbed.
Home without getting fucked up.
Yeah, and I'm like, holy shit.
Would you guys just want to, like, drive through Flint?
No.
You don't even want to drive through. Stopping.
I could be grinding four rims on the freeway, and I wouldn't stop in Flint. I'd keep going a little few more miles.
Dad and I were in Chicago.
Yeah. There's some areas of Idaho who do the same thing.
My grandpa grew up in, like, the bad part of town back in the 50s.
Oh.
And so we were asking around. We're like, hey, we want to go to this spot. Like, we gave, like, the street it was on. They're like, can't go there, man. You can't go there. You don't go there.
Really?
Like, why not? You're white, dude. You can't go down there. It's like that car will get stripped. You'll get shot. You'll be dead. No, that's you just don't go there. Like, grandpa went there, and then he told somebody that he went back and saw the place, and they're like, are you fucking insane? You went out and you went there? And he's like, yeah, what's the problem? He's like, dude, how what? Just,
you don't
it
understand.
It was like so, like, it was weird.
Well, it's like
they just knew not to fuck with grandpa. That's what I think.
Like, even in LA, where I went for my plane competition, where our hotel was, it was a couple blocks away. We had to take a bus from the airport to the nearest bus stop to the hotel. It was a shuttle service, but it was basically a giant bus.
Yeah.
Oh God. Like, right across the street from the bus stop was a 4-in-1. It was a prepaid cell phone store, a Mexican food store, a butcher. And I think it had something about dancing in the back.
What the fuck?
Oh.
Get a taco and a burger.
And
Was it dancing or was it dancing?
Like XXX dancing.
Aha, there you go. All right, that sounds like a great place.
Yes.
And this is your one-stop shop.
Yes. So you can get your prepaid phone to record it through a potato. You can get a burrito and watch. Never mind, I'm going to stop there.
Watch them house.
But we're like, okay. And then it's like the houses you walk by around the area. You're like, okay, if something happens, we don't stop moving.
Oh, dude. You know what we
You don't stop for crosswalks. You just keep walking. Worst case is we get hit by a car.
Dude, you know what we never asked Andrew?
Hmm.
If he went to a ping pong show.
What's a ping pong show?
You don't know what a ping pong show is.
No.
Look that shit up right now.
Sure.
Nobody say anything. Nobody say anything.
I'm pretty sure I know exactly what
it is. You know exactly what this is.
I'm scared if my logic is
Thailand.
Is a form of stage entertainment that takes place in strip clubs. The show consists of women using their pelvic muscles to either hold, eject, or blow objects from their vaginal cavity.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Ping pong balls are the most iconic objects used. The show has been popular in Southeast Asia
Thailand,
for several
motherfucker.
Decades.
And I'll be honest, this is not at all what I expected.
No, okay, so I have a Dutch friend.
Wait, before, all right, just a second, though. The picture on this Wikipedia page is the name name of a club called Super Pussy. You may talk.
I have a Dutch friend who spent a full year in Thailand driving around on a small motorcycle.
That'd be kind of cool, I'll be honest.
And he told me that he met like this American girl while he was over there, and like the first thing she said was like, "Hey, have you seen a ping pong show?" And he was like, no, but he didn't know what it was. And she's like, you have to come and see this shit. And so she took him to go see this thing. And he said that he saw a bird crawl out of somebody's, you know, like they put it in there and then it kind of came out and flew away. They were smoking a cigar. They were doing the ping pong things. And they would shoot it out and some guy would like hit it with a racket and like into like a little hoop thing. Like just like weird shit.
This show has taken a very
surreal. They'd open a beer bottle with it. They'd take your beer and they'd open it and then they give it to you.
You seem oddly excited about this whole thing, Ben. I'm going to be honest.
How would you not want to go see this shit?
It would be the most
bizarre thing you would ever see in your entire life besides
I think
like,
I could live quite happily without it.
How are you guys not curious about this?
All right, I gotta be honest. I'm a little bit curious, but I'm more disgusted than I am.
You're goddamn right. You're curious.
If we were just sitting there, like,
no. Okay, so you're gonna tell me with a straight face that we were in Thailand and we were drunk as fuck at like 3 in the afternoon.
Well, if you're drunk as fuck, you have no control of your actions.
You would not want to go to this.
I would have. If we were drunk as fuck, I would absolutely go.
Well, yeah, because
you're goddamn right.
You can keep me away.
I love this Wikipedia article.
It's like going to the sex shows in Amsterdam. You can't not because they're everywhere.
Yeah, it's a Bordeaux show.
The ping pong show Wikipedia article is fucking great because there's a note at the top of it that says, this article's tone or style may not reflect the encyclopedic tone used on Wikipedia. So there's a warning. And then it has a whole section called In Thailand.
Oh yeah, dude, it's huge in Thailand.
Customers.
So basically, if the people who are competing also happen to have a bat, they can use that too.
Huh?
In Thailand, if they also happen to have a bat,
what do you mean?
If they have both pieces to the puzzle, if they have both genitalia,
you can't have both genitalia. That's like a
tell that to the Thai.
That's a thing.
No, it's a genetic defect, man.
That's a genetic defect.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's not a thing.
People will pay top dollar for it.
They usually solve that at birth, though.
But this is Thailand, where they don't always happen.
Thailand,
that's
fair.
Yeah,
I don't know if they got that or not. Oh. That'd be fucking weird, though, eh?
No, I don't want to see this, Ben.
How do you not want to see this, man?
I don't.
This is like Ripley's Believe It or Not in real life, just with more genitalia.
Isn't this like one of like the big key points of like The Hangover 2?
Yeah, yeah. It's like
I never saw it.
First one was better.
He gives his ring to a stripper again because he's an idiot, and he gets there and he realizes the stripper is like a tranny.
Ed Helms
and
is
that
just an idiot.
The tranny fucked him.
But, right, which of these sections would you rather me read? The one titled...
None of them.
Description, In Thailand, In Laos,
Human
Rights Concerns.
No, human rights concerns.
Thailand.
I gotta
Thailand,
see what
dog.
The human rights concerns are.
Oh, the human rights concerns are easy. Oh, we're worried about there might be children, yada, 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 yada.
Oh, no.
Might be children. Yeah, people might be getting disfigured.
They might be slaves. Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Nobody cares.
All right. The description is very description-y, I tell you what.
Yeah, I don't think this is something your grandparents want to hear right now.
Yeah, start paraphrasing.
Yeah.
Paraphrase.
TDLR this shit.
I'm just gonna read the last sentence.
Yeah, this is fucking glorious, isn't it? I've read this Wikipedia page before.
TLDR,
I'm about to.
Another activity is the shooting of goldfish into a bowl or stuffing a rather large frog inside to see how long she can keep it in.
Thailand, baby.
How did we get on this topic?
Rewind it, you'll figure it out.
So, segueing into my next bit, when do you guys want to go to Thailand?
Oh,
well, given that regret, I'm not sure I want to go with you.
No, okay.
Yo, straight up, I'd rather go to Japan.
No, I would.
At least they're clean.
I will be honest, I do want to go to
wild,
Thailand.
But at least they're clean.
At least their population's declining.
Yeah, I do want to go to Thailand.
I've heard, first of all... It is an absolutely gorgeous country.
Oh, yeah.
Five.
The food is fantastic.
Definitely.
And it's actually, Thai food is supposedly one of the most authentic foods you can eat in America.
How safe are the toilets, though?
What toilets?
They're not.
Yeah, they're holes in the ground.
Like
though.
I said.
Oh. All right, never mind.
Basically,
question answered.
Picture factory outhouse in 1800.
Perfect. I can deal with that.
No.
At the end of the day.
They got ceramics now.
I pooped on a mountain
but
before
it's
I can
do
this.
It's on the ground.
Did it roll down the mountain?
No, I took great care to make sure.
Darn.
Why would I want a giant poop rolling down the mountain?
Okay.
What's the benefit in that?
Start an avalanche.
I don't want it. No. I don't want that on my head. I don't want that on my ass. I don't
it's
want
not
that
on your
any
head.
Part of
you're
my
above
body.
It.
I want.
Side notes.
I want to be completely separated from any avalanches that have ever happened. Thank you.
Good luck. Super cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's
super.
The only
Thailand?
Expensive part
oh,
of going
yeah.
to Thailand.
Super cheap.
Okay, so
are we gonna get raped and stabbed?
No, the only expensive part of going to Thailand is the airfare. That's
yeah.
it.
If you saved up $50,000 and you wanted to retire to Thailand,
you could live the rest of your life.
You could live 800 years off of that
on
basic
as
comfortably? Living.
Very, very comfortably.
Yeah.
Because you remember, $1 US comes out to be like what in
it's like,
Thai?
It's something like.
What's the conversion rate?
I'll figure this out.
Ooh, I remember hearing a lot of guys that like get out of the military, any like special forces guys,
yeah.
they'll do military contracting, but they'll live in Thailand because the cost of living is so cheap.
Oh, yeah.
But also the cheap. Money they get is tax free.
Currently, ooh. One US dollar out of the US. Equals yeah. 3580 Thai baht.
yeah. And you
so
can get a beer
roughly
for
roughly
like,
35 baht.
You can get a baht for like. Ten bucks. Ten.
So basically, one US dollar buys you three
no.
beers.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn.
In a bar?
To Thailand!
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
that sounds pretty cool to me. I'm actually up for this.
Dude, when I was in Indonesia, I could get...
But I've heard Thailand's a place you go to not as an individual, but with a group.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you don't go to Southeast Asia alone. I learned that lesson the fucking hard way.
You didn't have to smuggle heroin in your butt crack, did you?
No.
Okay, but you didn't learn the hard way.
Yeah.
And this also wasn't where your wallet was stolen.
No.
No, this okay. I've never been to Thailand. I really want to go, though.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
But if you guys want to go to Japan first, I mean, I'm done with that.
I do want to stop cool. in Japan and see it. I don't feel like it would fit in very well, and I don't feel like I'd be able to
no,
stay there for very
you
long.
You wouldn't fit in at all.
I do want to go to a Japanese arcade, though.
People fucking stare at you. I've been to one, and they're badass, but they're hard as
fuck. Oh, dude.
Okay.
Way worse than Chuck E. Cheese,
oh,
right?
Boy, I got a fucking story.
All
okay.
right, all right.
What so, have we started? We stayed in Akihabara. For like 5 days, and Akihabara is like electric town. That's where like shit goes down. That's like Renee, you're looking it up right now, aren't
I'm
you?
Finding it. Yeah,
yeah,
just like where
like,
it is.
It's like the arcades, maid cafes. It's like where if weird shit goes down, Akihabara.
Yo,
like
I gotta go to a maid cafe.
I did. Not worth it. Super weird. Super okay. I'll tell
do
you.
Talk like anime characters. You just like can
yes.
You can you stop?
Yes.
There's a park in here.
It's like really high. Dude,
like...
it's fucking insane. No, okay, so
I think I'm gonna take a hard pass on that one.
Oh no, yeah, I still want to go.
All right, Ben. What were you in? Were you in the place called KQX in Akihabara?
Okay, hold
convention
up.
Convention room, home goods store, night
home
club,
goods store,
or park. Because there's a park here.
I want to go to the one called Home Goods Store. That sounds interesting.
Yeah. Look up grids. Well, shit, sorry.
What am I looking at? Police box. There's one.
Akihabara.
Am I looking at the right thing?
Yeah, no, this is right. I'm trying to find the rights. But
are you like whispering centrally into the microphone now, Ben? Yes.
You don't have to.
Look up grids, Akihabara.
Grids?
Yeah, grids.
On maps?
Are they playing like the Tron soundtrack or something? Are they playing like the Tron soundtrack?
The whole time.
That'd be great.
No, it's the hostel I stayed at.
Grids Hostel Lounge.
Right there.
There we go.
I stayed right there.
$49 a night.
And it's a pod hostel.
So oh, one of those ones?
A pod hostel.
Super nice.
Mm. Huh.
30-person room and you couldn't hear a single other person once you were in your pod. It was like perfectly soundproof. It was insane. Anyway, so... Akihabara is fucking weird, but... Nintendo, like legit Nintendo, has these big ass arcades just everywhere. It's
yeah,
super cool.
Naturally,
and on the ground floor is all claw machine games
yeah.
and like variations of those because those are super popular over there. We spent like probably about $40 trying to win shit with like quarters. And we were so bad, but there were dudes there winning like. You know, like the absurdly large boxes that you only win like once in like a million tries.
Right.
Yeah.
Dudes were just like raking
like
those
five,
in.
Six of them.
They'd go from one, get one big ass box, put it in like their fucking massive bag, like just like make their rounds and then leave. And just like,
what
like,
the fuck,
are
you
like,
fucking bitch?
For like $20, like, they'd get like 500 or
not even
like
that.
12 grand.
They get like $10 like worth of shit and just like fucking clean up. Like it was
damn.
Insane. And so we did that, and I won like one little plush doll, and I care that
do
little.
Do you still
sandwich.
Have it?
Oh yeah.
By the way, did you ever get your box from Australia?
Huh? No, dude, it's still gone. It hasn't showed up.
It never will show up.
It's never coming.
It'll show up when you graduate.
Yeah, pretty much.
What happened to a box in Australia?
Oh, Did you not hear this?
I shipped a bunch of shit home from Australia, and it just hasn't come back.
That sucks. Yeah. Wow.
Of course, I shipped it by sea, so it's going
to
take...
I thought it was supposed to take like 6 months.
Yeah.
It's been a year.
I know. not yet. Yeah, it's been a year since I was in Cairns.
Yeah, I don't know. It might be time to give up, but you could always be hopeful about it.
Is there anything of sentimental value in that? Was it your like $40 flip flops in that?
No, I still have those. Havanians.
Yeah, those are gonna last forever.
My buddy bought some $40 flip flops in Djibouti. He was like, he didn't know the price until they rung it up. It was like $40.
Are they Havanians?
I don't know what they are.
Havanians. I'm gonna look them up.
Regardless of what they were, they were $40 freaking dollars. And he's like, you know what? I'm gonna have these for the next 40 years. A dollar.
Nice.
For every year.
Dude, they're so good.
It's a perfect way to space it. Go ahead and like us on Facebook. Fuck, I'm going to get this.
Go ahead and like us on Facebook.
Facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGFRadio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not. We want you to TGFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGFRadio.com. Closing statements around the table.
Guys, hey.
How we found them, motherfucker. Yeah, they're the same ones. Dude, these are
those ones, but different colors.
These are honestly like the best flip flops I have. Fucking indestructible.
And okay, they're international.
Have a good New Year, everybody. Don't get a firecracker up the butt.
Oh, yeah. Merry New Year. Merry New Year.
Merry New Year.
Merry New Year's. Jared, thank you so much for showing up. You got a closing statement?
Yeah.
What is it?
No, I don't.
Oh, that was it? All right. We'll see you next week.
Probably.
Probably, and we'll see you all next week. Party on, everybody.
Deuces.